Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I'd like to share some Bible verses with you. It's something that I really believe the Lord speaks powerfully through the Bible. It's all you need right there. Just need to know where to turn. So I'm going to share some Bible verses with you and do some prayers. I'll be moving in and out of prayer. So one of them, Psalm 143, verse 1. Psalm 143, verse 1. Lord, hear my prayer and listen to my cry for mercy. And in your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. I really believe that that's a kind of like not just limited to this month, but it's a powerful verse right now. Is to cry out to the Lord in prayer, ask for mercy. We're crying for mercy. It's a cry of our heart right now for mercy, triumphs over judgment. Lord, hear our prayers. Also, come with your faithfulness to our relief. That means that the Lord will meet our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We just need to stay with it because the enemy comes in like a storm. The Lord will raise up a new standard. He's doing that right now because the enemy has come in like a storm and the Lord is raising up a new standard with us right now. Another verse that I'm praying and decreeing right now is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious of anything. So Lord, we pray that you would minister to those who are stressed or anxiety, those who are walking through situations, because it says, Paul says in every situation, walking through situations, walking through times, walking through whatever you might be walking through right now with prayer, petition. We petition you, Lord, and thanksgiving. We're presenting our request to you. And I thank you for your word, Lord, and your ways. We get to know you better than you know the Lord's word. Many of you know his word. Some need to pull that Bible back out again. But others, just you need to know the ways of the Lord and trust the Lord through everything, no matter what's happened, because God is still in charge. God is still in charge, no matter what it looks like, no matter how you feel. And then you may waver. But, you know, it's part of our spiritual walk. It will strengthen us. And especially we're moving into a new season of new strength on top of the hope. It's a season where we've walked through some difficult times, or maybe you are right now. This will indeed strengthen you if you stay focused on the Lord. It will strengthen you no matter what. And we're so grateful for us. It's a cry of our heart right now. With all that's going on in the world, it's very important to seek the Lord daily by petition and thanksgiving. Pray. Bible verses. You don't have to take a long time. Sometimes my quiet time with the Lord is short. Other times it's longer. It doesn't matter. It just matters that you just do something each day if you can. If it's possible, just read one verse even. I've given you three. I'm going to give you a third one, but I'm going to give you three verses that are very, very strategic right now. You can pray and decree these and trust the Lord. The Lord's doing a new work. He's doing a good work in you. He will indeed. He will bring about the changes and the purposes. And the third verse is Philippians 1:6. One of my favorite verses is being confident in this, that he who began the good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Be confident in this, that the Lord who started this good work in you will bring it to completion. This is a powerful promise for the Lord to do the new thing. We call upon the Lord right now and ask, Lord, that you would open up the heavens, even virtually, that you would open up the heavens to Christ through Christ Jesus. We pray right now that you would meet our needs according to your riches and glory. And there's a lot of needs right now. Don't think that you're alone or you've done something wrong if you're not seeing a direct answer right away. But just stay with it. We just pray right now to call in the presence of the Lord to increase, his voice to become clear, the angels to become apparent, and the attacks of the enemy to cease. And we declare, peace be still to the storms. Peace be still to the storms. Jesus even said it, peace be still to the storms. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I'm going to just wait a few minutes and let the Lord continue to minister to us. He's sending angels right now. He's doing things inside of us. Increase it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to breathe in his presence. Breathe out the old. We just breathe in the new. Breathe out the old. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, being grateful is a key right now. In the midst of your storm, be grateful. And there's some shifting going on. And again, we continue to pray for the victims and the accidents that's going on, wherever you are, the weather patterns, the climates that are happening, whatever that is, even in your own house or in our own minds. We pray right now that our minds be fixed on you, Lord. We pray for a shift to happen that's needed. And the keys that we need will indeed be brought. I pray for the keys. They might look different. We pray for these things that need to happen right now. We're so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. We do have a special going on for the month of February. DougAddison.com/celebrate. 50% off of everything. On the digital products and stuff, you'll see there. So DougAddison.com/celebrate.